The two major actors, other than the candidates in this race, are the Club for Growth of Wisconsin that supports challenger Burnett County Judge Michael Gableman and the Greater Wisconsin Committee that supports incumbent Justice Lewis Butler. Together, these two groups have spent $290,000, with the Greater Wisconsin Committee ahead in spending by about $80,000. The committee gets most of its money from labor groups and wealthy Democrats, and they spend it on TV ads like this one that suggests Gableman bought his county judgeship.
Weeks before the selection, Gableman hosted a fundraiser for Governor Scott McCallum and gave him $1,250. Guess who McCallum picked? Gableman.
On the other hand, the Club for Growth, an arm of a national Republican group by the same name, has so far spent its money on this TV ad that extols Gableman as a crime fighter and subtly suggests that his opponent isn't one.
Criminals threaten our communities. Oddly enough, so do some judges who return them to the street. But not Judge Michael Gableman. He's a former prosecutor who's gone toe-to-toe with the arsonists.
Both candidates have said publicly they don't appreciate the support they're getting from either group, although Butler has been more adamant about that.
Understanding that they have First Amendment rights, my own preference is to have them stand down and let us run our own race.
The ads are a sideshow, according to Gableman. He hopes the voters will ignore them, but he says the groups funding them need to be scrutinized before they're condemned.
It would depend on who the group is. Are they composed of my opponent's supporters? What kind of agenda, what kind of hidden agenda do they have? And what kind of process they use.
There are at least two other outside groups who are running interference for the candidates. One Wisconsin Now on Butler's side, and the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce on Gableman's. Scott Ross of One Wisconsin Now likens himself to an investigative reporter of the muckraking sort. He acknowledges helping research the ad charging Gableman with buying his judgeship, and he stands by its accuracy.
I guess when you're talking about, like, should an organization, an advocacy organization like ours exist, like if we're putting out information for public consumption that's true, I would think that would be the standard for all organizations.
On Gableman's side, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is spending some money. They've begun airing one radio ad in some parts of the state. And there's another group that has weighed in on Gableman's side, a group of Wisconsin lawyers who are getting help from a public relations company in Virginia. Milwaukee attorney Rebecca Bradley says the goal of the group is to challenge the legitimacy of the newly formed Wisconsin Judicial Campaign Integrity Committee. She says the committee claims to be an independent referee in the campaign, but it's not.
The committee is basically shilling for or working behind the scenes for Justice Butler, one of the candidates in the campaign, which is completely contrary to their stated purpose.
It may be hard to keep track of who's funding these ads and which advocacy groups are backing who for what reason. Ken Goldstein of the Wisconsin Advertising Project says it's especially hard in a judicial campaign. Goldstein is actually an advocate for the usefulness of outside attack ads as a means of informing the public, except when it comes to judicial campaigns.
Judges are supposed to be in touch with the law. And people don't have a lot of pre-existing information about the candidates. So there's really a lot of potential for people to learn what's perhaps not the most relevant and important things in judicial advertising.
As the April 1st election gets closer, it's still not clear whether the voters will be paying attention to the candidates or whether they'll be drowned out by outside advocacy groups. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.